弟兄姊妹，大家平安。
Peace to all the brethren。
奉主耶稣圣名，跟大家一起来查考圣经的道理。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we study the truth in the scriptures.
今天晚上跟大家一起来查考，从困惑变喜乐。
Tonight, I'd like to share the topic from doubt to rejoicing.
我们刚刚读完路加福音。
We just finished reading Luke, the Gospel of Luke.
从昨天开始，用三天要读哈巴谷书。
And starting from yesterday, we are going to use 3 days to read the book of Habakkuk.
那哈巴谷书之后就是读路德记。
And after Habakkuk, we will read the book of Ruth.
那所以到这个月的结束，我们就是会读完哈巴谷书跟路德记。
So at the end of this month, we'll finish the book of Habakkuk and the book of Ruth.
那我们在读路加福音最后一章的时候，
When we read the last chapter in the book of Luke.
是特别记录主耶稣复活之后所发生的事情。
Especially records the events that happened after Lord Jesus resurrected.
当时候许多门徒对主耶稣从死里复活这件事情无法相信。
At the time, many of the disciples could not believe the resurrection.
当玛利亚他们去跟使徒报告主耶稣复活的时候，他们还以为。这些妇女是在胡说八道。
When Mary and the other woman reported to disciples that he has risen, they thought that they didn't believe them.
他们但是等到彼得他去看坟墓之后
，And when Peter went to see the tomb,
他就很稀奇，真的主耶稣的身体不见了。
And he was astonished that the Lord's body was gone.
那个时候在路加福音二十四章就特别记录有两个门徒他们当天。就离开耶路撒冷，要往以马忤去了。
And then it records two disciples that went from Jerusalem to a place called Emmaus.
那所以当时候这两个门徒，他们心里面，他们内心是充满疑惑，他们脸上带着愁容。
And the two of them were filled with doubt.
第二十四节不是第二十四章的第十七节。
In chapter 24, verse 17.
特别在描述当时候那两个门徒他们的表情是脸上有愁容。
It especially describes that their countenance was filled with sadness.
他们当时候两个在彼此谈论的就是为什么耶稣基督会被钉十字架。
And what they were discussing was why Lord Jesus was crucified.
那这个不是应该就是他们所盼望的弥赛亚吗？
Was this not the Messiah that they had hoped for?
这是一个一个很有能力的先知。
This is a powerful prophet.
那也是他们一直以来所期待的救主。
And it was also the Savior that they long desired for.
但是他竟然被钉十字架了。
But yet he was nailed to the cross.
所以二十四章路加福音呢，都特别在记录他们这两个人当时候的心情。
And so in chapter 24, it especially records the feelings of these two.
16节是说他们眼睛迷糊啊。
Verse 16, it says that their eyes were restrained.
其实是因为他们内心里面有很多的疑惑。
And it is because they had a lot of doubts inside of them.
他们当时候其实也不明白圣经。
And they at the time did not understand the scriptures.
所以主耶稣主动来就近他们，与他们同行的时候，他们也没有办法认出来。
So when Jesus took initiative to walk with them, they could not tell that it was him.
所以当时候，你看这两个门徒呢，他们认为耶稣是个先知，从第十九节看出来的。
And we see here that in from verse 19, they thought that this person was a prophet.
他说，耶稣在神和众百姓面前说话行事都有大能。
They said that he was mighty in deed and word before God and all the people.
但是竟然是被定罪，定了死罪，还被钉在十字架上。
But he was condemned to death and he was crucified.
那现在这件事情他说已经三天了。
And they say that it's been the third day since these things had happened.
二十二节，他说再者，我们中间有几个妇女使我们惊奇，他们清早到了坟墓那里了，不见他的身体，就回来告诉我们。说天看见了天使显现，说他活了。
And in verse 22, it says that certain women they arrived at the tomb early and they were astonished, They did not find his body. They came telling us that he was alive.
那我们就看到这个时候，这两个门徒啊，他们对主耶稣基督他所要成就救恩呢，他们基本上内心是充满疑惑。
And so the salvation that Lord Jesus was going to accomplish, these two disciples were actually filled with doubt.
特别是发生在主耶稣身上的事情。
Especially the things that happened to Lord Jesus.
那他们对妇女所说的主已经从死里复活，他们似乎也是存疑的。
And they also doubted what the woman had shared with them that he had risen.
那这个时候，你看二十五节，主耶稣跟他们说：“那无知的人呐、啊，先知所说的一切话，你们的心信的太迟钝了。”
And we see how Jesus reacted in verse 25. He says, "Foolish ones and slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken."
那接下来呢，主耶稣就为他们讲解圣经。
And then Lord Jesus followed to explain the Bible to them.
你看第二十七节啊，他就从摩西众先知的开始啊。凡经上所指着自己的话，都给他们讲解明白了。
So in verse 27, we see beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself.
这个当他们明白，因着主耶稣的讲解，他们明白圣经之后，他们有一个很明显的转变。
And after the Lord had explained the scriptures, they had a big turning point.
所以我们如果继续看，我们会发现，后来他们眼睛终于明亮了。
If we continue reading, we see that their eyes were finally open.
他们认出跟他们同行的是主耶稣基督。
And they could recognize that the one that walked with them was Lord Jesus.
所以三十二节你看，他们现在突然想起来说，他跟我们在讲话的时候，给我们讲解圣经的时候，我们的心岂不是火热的吗？
In verse 32, they realized that did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us on the road.
所以接下去他们马上当天晚上到了以后，马上又 回到耶路撒冷去了。
And so that night they returned back to Jerusalem.
就亲自把他们在路上所遇见的事情向当时候的使徒报告了。
And they had reported what happened to them to the other disciples.
所以我们看这两个门徒他们经历了一开始从眼睛迷糊到眼睛明亮这个转变。
And so we see the change from these disciples when they were initially blind until their eyes were open.
他们从脸上充满愁容到真的是欢呼喜乐。
From a countenance filled with sadness, to rejoicing in the end.
那这个转变的关键，就是因为有主耶稣基督把他们把神的话讲解明白。
And the key to this turning point was that Lord Jesus explained the scriptures to them.
那他们现在也看到眼睛打开，看到耶稣基督了。
So now that their eyes were open, they could see Jesus.
所以他们的信心增加了。
And their faith was strengthened.
他们马上掉头就回耶路撒冷去。
And they immediately went back to Jerusalem.
他们要一起去完成主耶稣的托付。
So they could fulfill the Lord's commission together.
他们要去传悔改赦罪的道理。
They were to preach the truth of repentance.
他们也要去领受主耶稣应许的，要得到从天上来的能力，就是灵眼讲圣灵得圣灵。
And also preach about the and receive the promised Holy Spirit.
所以我们看到，我们要从疑惑到喜乐，基本上关键点就是能够明白圣经。能够认识耶稣基督。
So we see that this key secret or the key to go from doubt to rejoicing is to be able to understand the scriptures, to understand Lord Jesus.
我们先来看哈巴谷书。
Now let's look at the book of Habakkuk.
这是我们这两天读经的进度。
This is what our Bible reading is on these two days.
哈巴谷书它所讲的道理就跟路加福音二十章所讲的是一样的。
The message in the book of Habakkuk is similar to that of the book of Luke.
但是因为它是在旧约时代。
Now because it is in the Old Testament.
所以他没有办法亲眼看到救恩。
So they were not able to see the salvation with their own eyes.
但是因着对神的信心。
But because of their faith towards God.
哈巴谷他从疑惑变成欢呼喜乐一样。
Habakkuk also transformed from a state of doubt.To a state of rejoicing.
在那个时代，他是要怎样有这个转变，有这么一个很明显的认识呢？
In his time, how was he able to have this turning point, to have this understanding?
那这个就是哈巴谷书里面要告诉我们的道理。
And this is the truth that the message in the book of Habakkuk.
哈巴谷书一般我们在读圣经的时候很少去读的。
We often do not read the book of Habakkuk when we're going through the Bible.
除非我们有进度，照着进度读，或者我们一般。 人去读圣经，很容易就跳过这一章，这一卷书。
Unless we're following some Bible reading schedule, we typically skip through this book.
因为有时候我们可能看不懂。
Sometimes it's hard for us to understand.
那有时候我们觉得说这个已经过去发生的事情，为什么还要读它
？And other times we may feel that this is something that happened in the past. Why do we need to read it?
但其实圣经是神所默示的。
But the Bible was revealed by God.
所以新旧约圣经都有很重要的道理。
And so the Old and New Testament have important messages within.
而且旧约圣经是要印证新约的道理。
The Old Testament also testifies to the New Testament.
新旧约是互相印证的。
And the Old and New Testament they witness for each other.
那它的道理也是串联起来的。
And the truth also is in one accord.
我们知道哈巴谷这个先知这个人物就只有在哈巴谷书里面出现，就是一开始的第一节说他是先知。
The prophet Habakkuk is only introduced in this book in the first verse.
在其他的经文都没有看过他有关他的介绍。
His name, his introduction is not seen anywhere else in the scriptures.
但是他却也很特别。
But he was unique.
因为他当时候在他这个服事的过程当中
During his service,
他是把他所观察到的事的这些现象很勇敢的跟神质问。
He boldly inquired of God all the things that he had seen.
他不明白为什么神要这样做。
He did not understand many things that God was doing.
从文字上来说，哈巴谷他一开始的时候就说先知哈巴谷。
From the text, we see that he's introduced as Prophet Habakkuk.
那他得到默示就是从神来的这个异象。
And he received the revelation from God, this vision.
那所以如果是以文字上来说真的直接称呼先知的就是哈巴谷这个人。
And so from the text, we see that he was referred to as a prophet.
后来像哈该先知跟撒加利亚先知也是这样写的。
And in Haggai and Zechariah, they were introduced in the same way.
但是前面的这些先知书他们都没有这样自我介绍。
But the previous prophetic books, they were not introduced in this way.
所以这个人他所得到的信息其实很对我们来说很重要。
And so the message that Prophet Habakkuk received is very important to us today.
那又特别的是，因为他所得到的这个神的给他的启示，就是。神让他明白神的这个救恩被新约圣经多次的引用。
And what's important is also that God revealed to him this salvation that's also seen in the New Testament.
那因为哈巴谷书第二章第四节呢，第二章第四节义人因信得生这一句话在新约圣经被引用过三次。
If we look at chapter 2, verse 4, the just shall live by faith. This verse is used three times in the New Testament.
在罗马书、在加拉太书、在希伯来书，重复被引用的。
In Romans, Galatians, and Hebrews, it's repeatedly used.
那表示哈巴谷他从神得到了这个信息呢，对以后的救恩非常重要。
So that indicates that the message Habakkuk received.Was very important for the salvation plan later on.
那我们首先一定要先了解这哈巴谷他这个人他的名字的意思就是拥抱就是亲近的意思。
And so first we need to understand the meaning of his name, which is to embrace or to draw close.
所以这个哈巴谷这个人呢，他是先知，他其实就在说明他是很愿意拥抱神、亲近神的人。
And so Habakkuk was a prophet, and his name means that he was willing to embrace or draw near to God.
那他的年代应该是跟耶利米跟西番雅差不多这个年代的人。
And he was considered a contemporary of Jeremiah and Zephaniah.
那所以他所处的社会环境已经是在犹大国的末期的时候。
And so the period that he was in was in the latter.Time of the kingdom of Judah.
那我们看到哈巴谷这个人物呢，应该也是有可能是祭司利未人，因为他应该是在圣殿服事，而且会做诗歌的。
We see that Habakkuk was serving in the temple, and he could write songs or songs.
所以我们看到他的信息很多是用诗歌写成的。
So we see a lot of his message written in the form of lyrics of a song.
特别最后一节三章的第十九节，特别写他做的歌呢，是要交给这个诗班的班长，用乐器来配合唱出来的。
like in chapter 3, it was written for the choir to sing.
所以基本上哈巴谷先知啊，他应该也是有祭司的身份啊，是在圣殿服侍神的人。
So Habakkuk also had the status of that of a priest and was serving in the temple.
那他在工作的时间应该也不是很长。
And he didn't serve for very long.
可是他所得到的信息呢却很重要。
But the message he received was very important.
那他那个时代应该就是巴比伦兴起的时代。
And his time was a time when the kingdom of Babylon was right on the rise of power.
因为我们会看到加勒底这个字眼出现。
We see the word the Chaldeans mentioned.
这是神的作为，他特别神特别让哈巴谷知道。
And this is God's work, and He revealed it to Habakkuk.
所以我们如果从哈巴谷书来读下去哈。
So if we read continue reading the book of Habakkuk,
他其实第二节呢。就是他对神的提问啊。
Verse 2, it is his question for God.
他说：“主啊，我呼求你，你不应允，要到几时呢？我因为强暴哀求你，你还不拯救。
”says, "O Lord, how long shall I cry and you will not hear? Even cry out to you violence and you will not save?"
第三节，你为何使我看见罪孽？你为何看着奸恶而不理呢
？3, why do you show me iniquity and cause me to see trouble?
他说：“毁灭和强暴在我面前，又起了争端和相斗的事。”
For plundering and violence are before me, there is strife and contention arises.
第四节说：“律法放松，公理不显明，恶人围困义人，公理显然颠倒。”
Verse 4, therefore the law is powerless and justice never goes forth, for the wicked surround the righteous, therefore perverse judgment proceeds.
那这个就是一开始他一连串的提问。
So these are a series of questions that he asked the Lord.
他对当时候社会的一些不公平的现象呢，他不明白为什么神不处理。
He was confused about the injustice of society at the time and why God did not deal with it appropriately.
其实我们如果读列王记当时候的历史，我们就会发现神的律法已经松散了，已经很多人不会在意神的要求。
And if we read the history in the book of Kings, we will notice that many of the people had laxed in following the laws of the Lord.
所以他的时代是一个公理不显明的时代，就是黑暗这个是非颠倒的时代。
And so the time that they lived in was a time when justice was not there, was the opposite.
就是说，为什么恶人他们可以得到好处，而且好像还很兴旺？那神似乎都无所谓。
So why is it that the wicked seems to be prospering and yet nothing happens to them?
那这个国度不是神的吗
？Isn't this kingdom God's?
神不是就是控制就是似乎他这个国度的人吗
？Isn't God the one that rules over this kingdom?
所以当时候他的疑问呢，我们看到他是先是跟神来提出的。
So we see the questions that the prophet brought up before God.
那这也让我们看到说，他一个先知呢，他现在对社会的现象，他用神的标准去观察，发现有很多不符合神的标准的地方。
And we also see this prophet use God's standard to judge the state of the society at the time, and he found that there were many things that were lacking.
这个时候我们可以看出他内心其实上。充满对神作为的不明白。
And so in his heart, he felt very unclear about the works of the Lord.
那他也知道说应该神会处理，但是神怎么都还迟迟没有回应呢
？And he knew that God would take care of it, but he was wondering why it took so long.
所以他这里面第二节、第三节，他就一直提到说到几时，要到什么时候
？So in verse 2 and verse 3 it says, "How long will it take?"
意思就是说。好像应该已经等很久了，神应该要出手了，怎么都还没有啊
？Meaning that it seems like it's been a very long time and God has not intervened.
哦，那这个就是今天我们从先知他的这个他的跟神的对话里面看到，如果我们有什么问题，其实第一个要先来问神。
So from this dialogue between Habakkuk and the Lord, it teaches us that the first thing if we have problems today is to go before God to inquire of Him.
你看，今天我们在观察我们自己的。我们自己的生活，我们自己的教会、家庭，或者我们的社会，
so、today,
我们一定会很多疑问。
Today, when we observe our own lives, our church, our school, our workplace, we may have a lot of questions.
我们总是看到这个社会不尽理想，好多事情应该可以更好，但是为什么都没有改变？
We may see that society is not ideal and not perfect, and there's many areas of improvement, and why isn't change happening?
那当然，我们所关注的就是神国的事情了。
And of course, we also focus on the things of the spiritual kingdom.
社会的事情有神在控制，其实我们不用花太多精神在上面。
The things in the society is governed by God, so we don't need to spend too much energy and effort in it.
但是我们弟兄姐妹要多把心放在我们的教会里。
But as brothers and sisters, we should put more of our heart into the church.
因为教会是神的国度。
Because the church is the kingdom of God.
神在这里掌权。
And God reigns here.
我们今天如果我们关心教会，我们就会看到教会有许多需要改进的。
And so today, if we care about the church, we may notice that there's many changes or improvements that can be made here.
那当我们看到教会的一些现象还不满意的时候，我们是用什么心情去回应呢？
And when we're unhappy with the circumstances in the church, what kind of attitude do we respond with?
有时候我们其实也可能产生疑问的。
Sometimes we may also have these doubts and questions.
就是为什么教会有这些人？
Why is it that church have these kinds of people?
为什么我们今天教会这样的一个好像很停滞的状态，但是为什么要强调我们是唯一得救的教会？
Why does our church seem to be stagnating, but yet we keep proclaiming that we are the only true church to be saved?
当我们有疑问的时候，我们要如何去得到解答呢？
So when we have these kind of questions, what can we do to receive an answer?
哈巴谷他告诉我们，他先祷告。
Habakkuk teaches us that he prayed first.
他祷告的时候，其实神在听。
And when he prayed, God was actually listening.
所以第五节其实就是神给他的回答。
And verse 5 was actually God's response to him.
第五节，神说：“你们要向列国观看，大大惊奇，因为在你们的时候，我行一件事，虽有人告诉你们，你们总是不信。”
Verse 5 says, "Look among the nations and watch, be utterly astounded, for I will work a work in your days which you will not believe, though it were told you."
神其实上是要先仔细观察。
God wanted the prophet to carefully observe.
神要做事的，神是会做事的。
That God was going to do work.
只是神的做的事跟人不一样，所以人常常不明白。
But the work that God does is not the same as man, and so people often cannot comprehend it.
那有时候神不回答还好，神一回答，人疑惑更大。
Sometimes when God doesn't respond, it's better than when He does respond because it causes more confusion. And people may be even more confused.
所以第六节，我必兴起加勒底人，就是那残忍暴躁之民，通行遍地，占据那不使自己的住处。
Verse 6, it says that indeed I am raising up the Chaldeans, a bitter and hasty nation which marches through the breadth of the earth.
这个加勒底人就是巴比伦帝国，这个是神兴起来的。
The Chaldeans are the Babylonians that God had raised up.
这一群人是非常残忍暴躁的。
This group of people were violent.
但是又非常有能力。
And yet they were powerful.
他们可以遍行全地，而且到处烧杀掳掠。
They were able to march through the breadth of the earth and destroy and kill.
你看第十节，他们讥笑君王，笑话首领，嗤笑一切宝藏，逐掠攻取。
Verse 10 describes them as scoffing at kings, princes are scorned by them, and they deride every stronghold.
第十一节特别说，他以自己的势力为神，像风猛然扫过，显为有罪。
Verse 11 describes his mind changes, he transgresses, he commits offense, ascribing this power to his God.
你看这个国度非常骄傲的。
You see, this was a very proud nation.
但是又非常的很威猛。
But yet they were very strong and powerful.
但其实这在神的标准底下，这些人是罪人。
But under God's standard, they were actually sinners.
所以你看神的作为让先知他更不明白。
So God's work made the prophet confused even more.
这第一节到第四节讲的很有可能是他国内所发生的事情。
Verses
就是犹大国度里面自己社会里面的不公义。
Verses 1 through 4, the injustice mentioned there could possibly be describing the injustice happening in his own kingdom.
公理颠倒了。
So that justice was perverted.
但是神现在要处理的时候，却兴起一个更坏的民要来修理他们。
So it seems like God was dealing with this matter by raising up an even a worse or more violent country, nation to take care of.
所以接下去第十二节，你看就是先知他第一个问题了。
And so it led to another question in verse 12.
十二节，主，我的神，我的圣者啊，你不是从亘古而有吗？我们必不至死，主啊，你派定他为要刑罚人，磐石啊，你设立他为要惩治人。
Are you not from everlasting, O Lord, my God, my Holy One? We shall not die, O Lord. You have appointed them for judgment, O Rock. You have marked them for correction.
十三节，你眼目清洁，不看邪僻，不看奸恶，行诡诈的，你为何看着不理呢？恶人吞灭比自己公义的，你为何静默不语呢？
You are pure of pure eyes and to behold evil and cannot look on wickedness. Why do you look on those who deal treacherously and hold your tongue when the wicked devours a person more righteous than he?
一连串的为什么？
So a series of whys.
所以这就是当神回答之后，人其实还是不明白，甚至又更质疑神他的公义的。
So we see the case when God responds, but people do not understand, continues to question His justice.
因为他认为说，这个加勒底人是恶人，为什么可以神允许他们去吞灭比他们相对上公义的人呢？
For they see the Chaldeans as even more treacherous and wicked, so how could they?Devour those that are more righteous than they are.
那我们也看到，其实这个就是先知啊，他愿意亲近神，他跟神啊就有这样一连串的对话。所以这就是我们今天如果能够亲近神的，有问题的时候神回答。我们就算有问题在问的时候，其实这个就是一种属灵的交通。
And we see that Habakkuk was able to ask the Lord the series of questions to have this kind of communication with Him because.He always sought to draw near to God.
这个叫做拥抱神。
This is what it means to draw close, to embrace God.
那所以他当时候其实真的不明白啊神的作为。
So at the time, he truly did not understand the work of God.
因为他知道神是圣洁的。
He knew God was holy.
所以第十二节特别说主神你我的圣者。
That is why he says, "O Lord, my God, my Holy One."
你派定来执行公义、来审判的，应该是要正直公义的才对啊。
The one that you have sent to execute judgment and justice, they should be even more righteous.
为什么去兴起一个更坏的国度来做这种事
？Why did you raise up a even more treacherous and evil kingdom to do these things?
你看，其实今天我们常常对神的作为也是有这样的疑问的。
So today, likewise, we have these doubts on God's works.
比如说，我们有时候听道理的时候。
For instance, sometimes when we listen to this truth or the message,
我们就会对这个讲道人呢，我们会有时候会打分数的。
We may evaluate the speaker.
这个人讲的他也没有做到啊。
We may say that, well, this person preaches, but he doesn't practice what he preaches.
他只会说不会做。
He can only say it, but he can't do it.
那这个时候我们很有可能。我们就听不下去这个人所讲的话了。
And so oftentimes we will stop listening to what the person is saying.
虽然他所讲的是圣经的话语。
Even though they may be preaching the truth in the Bible.
我们就总觉得说这个人应该没有资格来讲这个神的话。
But we would critique them and think that they're not qualified to say those words.
你看哈巴谷他不是这个意思吗？
So it wasn't Habakkuk saying the same thing.
他就是说，要执行神的公义的，照理说应该是比这犹大人更公义的才对啊。
It's reasoning that those who are executing the justice of God, they should be even more righteous than the ones they're performing judgment on.
那这些罪恶的民，他们怎么有资格来做这种工作
？How can these evil people be qualified to do such work?
其实神要用谁，这是神的主权。
So God has sovereignty in who He chooses to use.
神，他兴起这个加勒底人，成为他手中的杖，要来责打他的百姓。
And so we see God raised up the Chaldeans to serve as His rod, His staff to correct.
神可以啊。
The people of Judah, and He is able to do so.
其实这些工作都是在神的计划当中的。
And we see that these works are all in the plan of God.
所以当时候其实先知他不明白，他更疑惑。
So the time the prophet did not understand, he doubted even more.
你看以赛亚书第五十五章啊。
And we look at Isaiah chapter 55.
以赛亚书五十五章。
Isaiah 55.
当时候以赛亚先知他说
At the time the prophet said,
五十五章的第八节
Chapter 55, verse 8.
主说我的意念非同你们的意念，我的道路非同你们的道路。
For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord.
第九节，天怎样高过地，照样我的道路高过你们的道路，我的意念高过你们的意念。
9. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
这也就是神的道，神的方式。
This describes God's ways.
神的方式跟人不一样的。
God's ways are different than man's.
所以我们有时候不能够用人间的那个逻辑去推测神应该怎么做。
So sometimes we cannot use human logic to rationalize what God should be doing.
其实先知 他的祷告跟神的问话对话当中已经显明他知道神事实上是在控制一切的。
So even within the dialogue between the prophet and God, we can see that he understood God has sovereignty and controls the universe.
而且这位神是正直公义的神。
And that God is a righteous and just God.
哦，所以他会问神呢。
And so he would ask God.
他也知道说神应该会处理啊。
And he felt that God should be taking care of this matter.
但是现在神用一个超乎他期待的方式，让他了解神要这样做。
But God had used a way that surpassed his understanding.
那所以，当神第二个回答之后
，So after God's second,
第一个神第一个回答之后的啊，先知的第二个问题哈。
After God's first response, followed by the prophet's second question.
那当时候，你看啊，第二章开始
，Starting from chapter two,
先知他等候，他等候神的回答。
The prophet awaited for the Lord's response.
第一节
，verse one,
因为。他是问神很多为什么嘛
？So he asked the Lord a series of whys.
第二章第一节说：“我要站在所望所，立在望楼上观看，看主神对我说什么话，我可用什么话向他诉冤。”
Chapter 2, verse
第一节
1. I will stand my watch and set myself on the rampart and watch to see what he will say to me and what I will need answer when I am corrected.
这个就是今天我们祷告求问神的时候，我们要等候神的。
And so today, when after we inquire of the Lord, we pray to God, we have to wait for God's response.
我们不能够用我们的时间来限定神应该怎么样做。
We cannot limit God to our own time frame when He should respond.
但是我们人有一个责任一定要尽。
But we have our duty that we must fulfill.
就是先知这里所留下的榜样。
Which is the example set here by the prophet.
他说：“我站在守望所，我在望楼上观看。”
He says, "I will stand my watch and set myself on the rampart."
他是警醒的。
He is vigilant.
他是像站在守望守一样的。
Like a person standing by his watch.
他是很注意去观察神的作为跟神给他的回答。
He's carefully observing the works of God and God's response to him.
然后之后神就跟他回答了。
And after that, Lord answered him.
你看第二节，他对我说，这个是神说的了。
In verse 2, the Lord answered me and said.
哦，当先知哈，他就警醒在等候神的时候，神的回答就来。
When the prophet was vigilant and waited for the response of God, then the answer came.
我们今天弟兄姐妹很多人在求问神的旨意。
Today many brothers and sisters ask for the will of God.
有的时候我们要做这个事，或不做那个事，或做这个事，我们总是求问说神啊，可不可以这样做啊
？Whether or not we want to do one thing or another, we inquire of the Lord whether it's permissible.
我要跟这个人交往好不好？
Should I be dating this person?
我要选择这个工作好不好
？Should I choose this line of work?
我要搬到这个地方好不好
？Should I move to this particular location?
我们有很多事情都希望说，哎，神把他的信息、他的旨意告诉我们，那我们明白。
There's many things that we wish that the Lord would tell us His will so that we can understand.
提问题我们都会提啊。
So we ask a lot of questions.
但是提了问题之后，我们是用什么态度去等候神的回答呢
？But after we ask these questions, what kind of attitude do we use?To wait for the answer.
今天有时候我们祷告，我们知道要问神。
Today when we pray, we know to inquire of the Lord.
但是我们问了之后，我们并没有用一个警醒的态度，持续的去等候神。
But after we ask, we often don't take a vigilant attitude to await for His response.
如果我们今天想要知道神的旨意
，If today we want to understand the will of God,
我们在祷告当中，哎，像神这样求问了以后。
Then in our prayer, when we pray to Him and ask Him these things,
我们一定要继续不断的警醒祷告。
We need to continue to watch and pray.
我们不能够好，我跟神问的，然后接下来呢，我们就去做我们自己的事，我们去享受我们的生活。
We can't just pray and ask the Lord our request and then go away and just live our own lives.
有些青年他们问说，神的旨意在哪里
？Some youth they would ask, "Where is the will of God?"
怎么知道神的旨意
？How do you know the will of the Lord?
但是那不 也不读圣经，也不祷告，也不聚会，要怎样明白神的旨意？
But yet they do not read the Bible, they do not pray, they do not attend services. How is it that they can come to know the will of God?
许多人都期待说，最好神跟我讲话，不然给我看异象，不然就是哇，出声音跟我说什么，我然后就知道了。
Many people think it would be best if God can just reveal Himself to them, or through visions, through some kind of miracles.
这个叫做妄求。
This is a kind of a false.
就是妄求，就是 invent。不会得到的。
This is something that's very difficult for them to receive.
我们今天要得到神给我们的回答。
And so today, if we want to receive an answer from God,
其实我们一定要在祷告上下功夫的。
We need to put a lot of effort into prayer.
如果我们今天对圣经的道理不明白
，If today we're unclear of the truth in the Bible,
我们希望神来指示我们，让我们有智慧可以知道圣经的道理。
And we desire that God reveals to us the truth contained in the scriptures.
那我们需要在祷告上下功夫。
Then we need to spend time and effort in our prayers.
我们要愿意跪在神面前，用神的话语跟他沟通。
We need to be willing to kneel before the Lord and to communicate with Him.
那这个时候，圣灵就会引导我们进入真理里面去。
And at the time, the Holy Spirit will guide us into communicating with
God. 所以祷告就是关键。
So prayer is key.
那我们今天如果要知道说我做这件事情好不好，我要选择哪一个道路
？And so today, if we're trying to discern between which path we should take,
我们一定要明白神的话，一定要读圣经。
We need to understand God's words. We have to be reading the Bible.
那读圣经的时候，一定是祷告一起。
And reading the Bible is often complemented with prayer.
当我们在警醒祷告的时候，其实神的答案就会告诉我们。
And so when we are watchful and praying, then oftentimes God's answer will come to us.
我们不能够想要知道神的旨意，但是我们如果有时间，我们就去上网，我们就去 shopping， 我们就去做我们该做的、我们想做的事情，我们到处去运动、去玩。那我们要如何知道神的旨意呢？
We cannot have the desire to want to know the will of the Lord, but yet spend our time surfing the net, going shopping, doing our own things.
所以其实先知他这里留下一个很美好的模范。
The prophet here sets a good model for us to follow.
他问了以后，他现在要站在守望台上。
After he had inquired, he stood by his watch.
他要看神怎么说话的。
And he wanted to see how God responded.
因为今天我们如果没有警醒，神用微小的声音我们就听不到了。
Today, if we're not vigilant and God comes in a still small voice, we will not be able to hear it.
你看当时候以利亚先知跑到洞里面去躲起来的时候。
When Elijah went and hid himself in the cave,
他也是很想要知道说神的旨意，神要他做什么。
He also desired to know the will of the Lord and what He wanted him to do.
但是最后神是在这个微小的声音当中跟他呼叫的。
But God appeared to him in a still small voice.
不是在这个崩山裂石当中，或者是狂风大作里面跟他讲话。
He did not succumb to him through the earthquake or the winds.
就是今天，这说明我们今天。要得到神的回应，一定在祷告上面 有安静的心，才有可能。
So this tells us that today, if we want to hear the answer of the Lord, we need to pray and be quiet ourselves to hear Him.
所以主耶稣他特别提醒我们，在这个末世要这样做。
So Lord Jesus especially reminds us to do this in the end times.
看路加福音第二十二章。
Let's look at Luke chapter 22.
21章
Luke chapter 21.
路加福音二十一章
Luke 21.
36节
Verse 36.
36节说：你们要时时警醒，常常祈求，使你们能逃避这一切要来的事，得以站立在人子面前。
Watch therefore and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man.
这里说要时时警醒，常常祈求。
It says here to watch therefore and pray always.
我们今天要在这个末世危险的日子站立得住，这个是必要的。
And so in these end and perilous times, to be able to stand firm, this is absolutely necessary.
在这个末世有很多异端在影响我们思想，我们要明白神旨意的这个时代，我们更需要。时时警醒，常常祈求。
And in the end times, when there are heresies abound that can shake our faith, we must be even more watchful and prayerful.
那所以，当先知用这样的态度在等候神的时候，神就跟他讲话了。
So when the prophets had this kind of attitude in waiting for God's response, he received his answer from God.
第二章第三节。
Let's return to Habakkuk 2, verse 3, verse 2.
他对我说, 将这末世明明地写在板上, 使读的人容易读。
Then the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain on tablets that he may run who reads it.
这个使读的容易读, 或翻译作边跑边读了, 英文就是这个意思。
So in English it says, he may run who reads it.
所以一边跑还一边可以读。
Meaning that you can run while reading at the same time.
也就是说, 这个末世写在板上, 要去传, 所以先知在跑的时候, 到处去跑, 去传, 他那个板子写得很大, 所以人家都可以看得到。
In other words, it's like an advertisement that's it's written on these tablets that the prophet can go around and people can see what's on it.
因为这个就是神要他写下来的末世是神的话语。
This is the message that God wanted him to write down.
第三节,
verse 3.
因为这末世有一定日期快要应验，并不虚谎，虽然迟延，还要等候，因为必然临到，不再迟延。
For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it will speak and it will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come, it will not tarry.
那这个就是神这个时候让先知知道神的计划他怎么做怎么做。
Now at this time, God revealed to the prophet his plan and how he was going to perform it.
神其实告诉先知加勒底人必然被刑罚。
God was telling the prophet that the Chaldeans shall be punished.
因为第四节说，加勒底人是自高自大的，心不正直，是骄傲的。但是义人会因信得生。For
in verse 4 it says that behold, their proud, his soul is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith.
加勒底人他们所要受到的刑罚不会再迟延的，会很快来到。So
the Chaldeans, the punishment for the Chaldeans will not tarry; it will surely come.
当时候先知这样写的时候，已经超越我们人间的时间了。When
the prophet had written this, it had already
这是很久，要好几年以后的事了。Oh,
it would take many years until this happened.
因为加勒底就是巴比伦在612年兴起的时候。
The Chaldeans, the Babylonians, came to power in 612 BC.
他们要等到540年左右才会被刑罚的。
And they had to wait until about 540 BC until God punished them.
但是那时候。 神已经跟哈巴谷先知说，加勒底人的刑罚很快就来了。But
at the time here, God already told him that the time will surely come; it will not tarry.
当时候，神的末世就宣告了这个加勒底人他们的祸，连续讲五个祸。And
so God's vision here was to explain the woe to the wicked. In this case, the Chaldeans.
那这个就是，神让先知明白说，其实人要坚持在神面前成为义人。
And so God allowed the prophet to understand that we actually need to stand firm as the righteous.
人不能够因为环境的因素，别人怎么样你就跟着他怎么样。
And people should not, because of their surroundings, change because of what others are doing around them.
因为只有义人，他们因为相信神是公义的，神会刑罚一切。
Because only the just that believes in the justice and righteousness of God shall live by his faith.
信心相信神，他掌管一切，最后会审判人。因为信心，所以才能够等候，也才能够得到最后的奖赏。
And because of the faith, that is why a person can endure and persist, and in the end receive the reward.
所以他这里特别强调，义人因信得胜。And
so especially. Emphasizes here in verse 4, the just shall live by his faith.
这就是当时候神，你看他给哈巴谷的这个意象。
This is the vision that the Lord revealed to Habakkuk.
要他写下来，写得很清楚。
Wanted him to write it down clearly.
而且要快速的去让所有人都知道。
And swiftly allow other people to know about it.
因为其实我们看先知他会有这个疑问，其实其他的百姓同样有疑问。
We can see that many people would have the same questions as a prophet.
你看，今天我们对神的作为会有疑问，我们绝对不是只有唯一的，一定还有很多人跟我们同样的想法。And
today, if we have doubts or questions about the works of God, we are not the only one. There may be several that have the same questions and doubts.
那当我们有疑问的时候，我们求问神。But
when we have these questions and doubts, we inquire of the Lord.
如果我们时常警醒祷告。
And if we're often are watching and praying,
如果神让我们明白了以后,
when God allows us to understand,
我们要做什么？
And then what should we do?
我们就我自己知道就好，别人不知道，那他家的事吗？
And you cannot keep it all to yourself, saying that I can just keep it to myself and forget about the others.
我们有时候常常爱说，哎，神要求我们要彼此相爱啊。
We often say that God requires us to love each one another.
我们彼此相爱应该在什么地方呈现出来呢？
How can we show our love towards each other?
彼此相爱应该不是只有说，当有人他们在受苦的时候，他们在缺乏的时候，我们给他补足，让他们物质上没有缺乏。
Showing love to others does not mean only to help others in their time of physical need to provide food or shelter for them.
或是他需要安慰的时候，他在痛苦当中，我们有人去安慰他。
Or during their times of sorrow, they receive you give them encouragement.
其实在这里我们所看到更重要就是当我们对神信心失落的时候
But here even more importantly when we have lost our faith in God
当我们人对神有疑惑的时候
When man has doubts towards God
我们一定要去关心他们让他们的信心 生发出来
Then we need to care for them even more so that their faith can become stronger
我们曾经领受过神的信息我们对神的疑惑因着神给我们明白让我们解开之后我们一定要去跟弟兄姐妹分享。
If we have received the message from the Lord to strengthen our own faith, we also need to spread this, allow our brothers and sisters to know about it.
因为这些对神的疑惑一定要从圣经里面真理才看得到的。
Because these doubts,
才能够解决的。
These doubts can only be answered and addressed by the truth in the Bible.
当我们信仰有体验以后
When we have experience in our faith,
我们更明白神的作为。
We understand God's works even at a deeper level.
我们对神更有信心的
and we therefore have a greater faith in the Lord.
我们就要去帮助这些跟我们同样疑惑的弟兄姐妹们
And then we need to help those brothers and sisters that are also doubting.
所以他这里特别提到说，要把这个默示哈，你看这个把它写下来，让人可以一边读边跑边读，而且读的人你很容易可以明白。
And so that is why the Lord instructs him here to write the vision and make it plain on tablets that he may run who reads it.
那这个时候你看。当众人也看到了这些神的话的时候，跟他有疑问的人都一样可以解决的。
So when the people can see these words, they have the same doubts, and that those doubts will be resolved.
这是为什么我们弟兄姐妹要彼此关心，特别在信仰上。
Now this is why brothers and sisters need to care for one another, especially in their faith.
有时候我们所得到的从神来的这些信息呢，我们要互相分享。
Sometimes when we receive these messages and experiences from God, we need to share it with each other.
我们得到的恩典蒙恩见证要更要分享。
The grace that we receive, we need to testify it to each other.
所以我们从神所领受的绝对不要把它藏起来自己有的。
So what we have received from the Lord, let us not keep it to ourselves.
我们今年所要推动的这个我要纪念我要把这个在主里面互相团契蒙恩见证然后彼此分享这个工作一定要完成。
This year, our theme is to be able to share the grace that we have received from the Lord to testify with each other.
我们每一个家庭，每一个弟兄姐妹都要这样做。
So every household, every brother and sister should do so.
那这个就是哈巴谷先知他所呈现给我们的教训。
So this is the teaching that Habakkuk had demonstrated for us.
他这样子得到神的信息，他明白以后。
When he had received and understood God's message.
你看他后来用诗歌来感谢赞美神。
We see that he uses songs to praise and thank God.
所以第三章啊。
So in chapter 3,
先知哈巴谷的祷告调用琉璃歌。
The prayer of Habakkuk.
这个就是他的祷告，其实他就是做一篇诗歌，
so,
信心的歌。
So this prayer is actually written in a song.
哦，这个是在呈现出他对神的信心。
And so this is to express his faith towards God.
他的信心是因为他已经了解神的旨意。
And his faith is because he understood the will of God.
他有这个属灵的知识了。
And he had the spiritual knowledge.
他就不再怀疑神的作为了。
And so he no longer doubted the works of God.
第二章啊，第十四节说，认识神荣耀的知识要充满遍地，好像水充满洋海一般。
Chapter 2 verse 14 says, the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea.
这是为什么他要把那个神要他把那个默示到处去传讲。
This is why God wanted him to spread the vision that he saw.
那众人都会对神敬畏。
And so that all people shall fear God.
最后每个人在神面前，哎，都肃静静默。
And then everyone will revere the Lord.
就是第二章二十节说的。
This is recorded in chapter 2, verse 20.
唯神在他的圣殿中, 全地人都当在他的面前, 肃静静默。
But the Lord is in his holy temple, let all the earth keep silence before him.
也就是说, 在这个主宰一切的神面前呢, 每一个人都在神面前, 要敬拜, 要俯伏在地。
Meaning, in the, before the master of the universe, all shall worship and prostrate to the floor.
最后神一定会, 审判一切的,
and in the end, God shall surely judge all.
公义一定会彰显的,
and his right justice shall be manifest.
所以哈巴谷书呢, 你看它第二章里面有三个神的保证。
And so in the book of Habakkuk, there were three assurances of God.
就是第四节说的, 义人因信得生。
The one is in verse 4, the just shall live by his faith.
14节的, 认识神的荣耀的知识要充满遍地。
In 14, the knowledge of the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord.
所有人在神的圣殿, 神在他的圣殿当中掌权, 所有人在他面前都要肃静静默。
In that all people in his temple shall keep silence before him.
都不需要再怀疑了。
And they do not need to doubt no more anymore.
所以, 先知最后他在三章的第十七节, 发出一个非常,
And so in chapter 3, verse 17, the prophet exclaimed here.
他的信心达到高峰了。
His faith has reached a pinnacle.
因为他已经知道神他的作为，他不会怀疑了。
For he had realized the works of God, he no longer doubted.
所以十七节说，虽然无花果树不发旺，葡萄树不结果，橄榄树不效力，田地不出粮食，圈中绝了羊，棚内没有牛。
So verse 17, it records, though the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, though the labor of the olive may fail, the yield fruit fields yield no food, though the flock may be cut off in the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls.
这些描述都是即使在最悲惨、最荒凉的时代里。
These descriptions describe even in the direst of circumstances.
第十八节说, 我要因神欢心，因救我的神喜乐。
18 says, Yet I will rejoice in the Lord, I will joy in the God of my salvation.
19节, 主神是我的力量,祂使我的脚快如母鹿的蹄,又使我稳行在高处。
In verse 19, The Lord God is my strength, He will make my feet like deer's feet, and He will make me walk on my high hills.
这就是最后,他明白神的旨意之后,他了解有了神的知识。
And so this is what he had received, and when he understood the works of God and the growth that he became.
所以不管环境怎么变化,
so even no matter how his environment changed,
他都能够等候神的作为,
he was able to wait for God's work.
因为他知道神一定会审断一切。
For he knew that God would surely judge all.
我们因着有神，我们可以欢呼喜乐。
And because of God, we will be able to rejoice.
而且神他要成我们力量, 让我们度过最艰困的时期。
And God will be our strength so that we can endure through the darkest of times.
不但这样, 他要让我们的脚稳行在高处。
And not only this, but he will secure our feet and make us walk on the high hills.
所以他要让我们欢呼喜乐, 他要让我们满得福气。
And that we will be rejoicing and full of blessing.
我们也可以得到他的保护。
That we can also receive His protection.
愿我们都能够这样子追求在信心上的成长。
May we all be able to pursue this kind of growth in our faith.
那借着在神面前常常祷告。
And so before God, always pray.
我们能够对神有信心。
And to have faith in the Lord.
我们能够彼此帮助。
And to help one another.
让教会呢能够更坚定，让神的国度更扩张。
So that the church can be even more steadfast and prosper.
一起来唱诗。
Let us sing him together.
484首。
484.